Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Faith of Jesus. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many know a lot of people do not know Jesus? They do not know who He is. They do not know what He is and how He is. See, they have tried to recreate Him or create Him in their image, in what they think He is. In their mind, Jesus is saying, well, just pray and beg and fast more, and I may decide to do something. Turn in another 10,000 prayer requests. And try to be good. And I may decide, or I might talk the Father into doing something for you. Because you just never know. That's the version of Jesus they have created in their own minds. But that's not Jesus. Who is Jesus? You come begging Him. Your boy is in, how many, this is not a light thing. This man's son is in a terrible way. This is serious. This is bad. I don't care how bad it is. God is not moved by how bad it is. God is not moved by how much you need it. God is not moved by how much you want it. If He were, if God was moved by needs, what do you think would be happening across the planet right now? If needs moved God to act, it just needs to be met all over the planet. God's not moved by how bad your situation is. Your situation cannot get so bad that God just feels sorry for you and does it for you, no matter what you're doing. This boy is rolling on the ground, convulsing, frothing at the mouth, twisting. This is bad. And what does Jesus say? Oh, get out of the way. I'll take care of this for you. No. What does He say? If I can. What do you mean if I can? If you can believe. All things are... Is this Jesus?
Yes.
The Jesus who never changes. Is He this way today?
Yes.
Is He telling you and me, no matter what we're going through, how bad it is, how rough it is, and we're begging Him and pleading with Him, what does He tell us today? What do you mean, can I help you? What do you mean, can I turn your situation around? Can you believe? If you will believe, all things are possible to him that believes. What did this man say? He's looking at Jesus. He's hearing these words. He's seeing His eyes. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. What did he say? I believe it. I do. Help my unbelief. What's going on in the man? What's going on in him? What's going on? How many remember James? Something the enemy uses frequently on people. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. If you ask for something, you must ask in faith, not wavering. Because if you waver, what? Let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. Now, the devil is fond of quoting that scripture to people who don't understand it. Let me show you how it works. You're trying to believe for something. The enemy will bring you a thought of doubt. He brought it there. What if it don't work? How's that ever going to be? I just don't see how. Where in the world could it come from? And you think on that a little bit, and the devil says, wavering. Wave, let not that man think he'll receive anything from the Lord. You won't receive anything. And you go, oh man, that's right. Ugh. He said, of course it's right. You're not receiving anything. That's what the Bible said. Have you ever heard people that sounded like that? So you know who they're inspired by. Even though they're quoting scriptures. Mean. Harsh. You hear this? That ain't God. The devil quotes scriptures. Devilish people quote scriptures. No, you won't receive a thing. Wavering. Let me ask you a question. Did this man receive or did he not receive? Oh, somebody ought to be getting ready to shout right now. Did he receive or did he? Have you read this? Did the man receive? Well, the Bible said the double-minded man's unstable in all his ways. Let not that man think he'll receive anything from the Lord. Did he receive? Yes. Brother Hagin, my father in the faith, said this many times. I wrote it down years ago. And it's a wonderful thing to know. He said, faith will work in your heart with thoughts of doubt in your mind. Oh, somebody's getting free right now. Faith will work in your heart with thoughts of doubt in your mind. That has to be true by seeing this right here. Because this man says, Lord, what? He said, Lord, if you can do anything, have compassion on us. Help us. The Lord looked at him and said, what do you mean if I can? If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And right out of his heart, he said, I believe it. I believe it. Well, he's looking at Jesus. He's hearing these words. Faith comes by hearing. It got all over him. It came up in him. He said, I believe it. And then he said, but as soon as he said that, you ever been there before? You're in a good service. You hear a good testimony. You're praying. You read your Bible and you see it and faith comes up and you get excited. And then, yeah, but now, don't get hyper. Don't get all worked up now. You got to stay in the real world. What does that mean? That is the devil's subtlety trying to, he ain't trying to get you in the real world. He's trying to keep you in unbelief. He's trying to keep you out of faith. No, no, now you've been that way and your mama was that way and who do you know has got that much money and how in the world could that ever happen? See, that's what happened to him. Out of his heart, he said, I believe, he's looking at Jesus. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Doesn't that pull on you when you hear the Lord look at you and say, call your name? Bob, Susie, Tom, Keith, all things are possible to you when you believe. What does that make you want to say? I believe. Right? Why? It's not Brother Keith's words. These are the words of Jesus. It makes you want to say, I believe. But then, Yeah, but. And the doctor said, and nobody's ever recovered from this. Yeah, you got too much debt and you've made too many mistakes and there just ain't no way that's going to happen for you. That's what he said. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. But he got the miracle. In that shape, in that condition, he got the miracle. Oh, hallelujah. He got the miracle. Battling these thoughts and feelings. Why? He did not embrace them. They were there, but he held on to what he had in his heart. Right? How many understand? Thoughts will come. Feelings will come. But you must resist them. You must cast them down. Even if you found yourself meditating on them for an hour or two, you got to stand up and go, no, that's not what I believe. No, I don't care. This is what I believe. I believe this. And I don't care how many times you have to do that, you will get your miracle if you just do that. Glory to God. Whoo. Glory to God. All things are possible to him that believes. Everybody say, I can.
I can.
I can. Now, a couple of things. One thing, we're going to get into some of these things later as we go on, but faith is required. If you're going to get results, there is no other way. It is not optional. You cannot get God to move for you some other way. You cannot get Him to feel sorry enough for you. You cannot beg enough. You cannot fast enough. Faith is required. The reason I say that is because so many times people are trying to do it another way. They keep trying to. But here, the second thing that I've already said, you can believe. Yes. Say it out loud, I can believe.
I can believe.
I am a believer.
I can have faith.
I do have faith.
I can believe.
Now you'll hear people say sometimes, I can't believe that. And that is not true.
Amen.
I said that is not true.
Amen.
Faith is trust and confidence in a person. A person. I think sometimes because we walk by faith and we don't see the Lord in the flesh, that people get misguided and they think, well, my faith is in this book. No. My faith is not in ink and paper. My faith is not in a book. My faith is in the one who said the words that are in the book. The person. The person, and my faith in Him is that I believe that everything He says is true.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
And that He can do everything He says. He can do. He has the ability. And He is faithful. And He is true. And He loves me. And He always comes through. My faith is in Him. So when you understand that now, when you say, I can't believe Him, no, that's not true. You choose not to believe Him. You could believe if you chose to. Every time, see, the devil, he knows how powerful faith is. He knows what it'll do in your life. It'll absolutely destroy his works and receive you every blessing. And make you the strongest witness for Jesus around. Cause people to want to run to you and find out, how do you do what you do? How can I be like you? And people get saved right and left.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Faith in Him, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R804A. That's R804A. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.